Perhaps it's no surprise that as we get ready for the New York primary on April 19th, familiarity with the New York City subway system has become an issue.
You know, I really love it because it's so convenient. It is just the best way to get around.
Hillary Clinton and a bunch of reporters on the number 4 train this morning in the Bronx. Take that, Bernie Sanders. It was perhaps a response to an interview this week in which Sanders told the New York Daily News that you use tokens on the subway. Well, they did when he was growing up in Brooklyn, but they were phased out more than a decade ago. We should note, though, that Clinton did have a little trouble using her MetroCard, but who cares? Well, maybe New Yorkers do. Let's bring in Domenico Montanaro, politics editor at NPR. Domenico, does this really count?
Well, speaking of it as a New Yorker, right?
Right.
I mean, look, you know, the fact is, you know, it took her 5 swipes to get through the metro, listen to me, I'm talking about, like, I'm in D.C. now, through the subway.
You can't be president.
You know, he's talking about tokens, you know. It was all optics. I mean, she took the subway 2 stops. So that's not exactly, you know, the most convenient thing that she uses and takes every day.
Yeah, well, let's get to the real meat here. This week it was revealed that Bernie Sanders couldn't answer a question about how he would take apart the big banks. Hillary Clinton said that showed he didn't know what he was talking about. Yesterday, Sanders says he wasn't going to take it if Hillary Clinton implied, as he says she did, that he was unqualified to be president.
If Secretary Clinton thinks that I just come from the small state of Vermont, we're not used to this, well, we'll get used to it fast. I'm not going to get beaten up. I'm not going to get lied about. We will fight back.
Domenico, this is our Democratic Party operatives nervous. This is veering close to what's happening in the GOP.
I mean, you know, there's something about New York, I guess, that makes people tell you what they really think, you know. So, you know, we're getting to the point in this election where people have to make choices. I mean, Bernie Sanders is at a very critical juncture in this campaign. Hillary Clinton seized on something that she heard from Bernie Sanders able to drive that through. And I think that that is going to have a lot of her supporters fired up, especially women supporters who, you know, remember that 2000 Senate race for her and remember that Rick Lott moment, who she ran against, the Republican who walked into her space, and she wasn't even sure what to make of it at the time. But a week later, she was rallying women to say that that wasn't an appropriate gesture. And we're already seeing fundraising emails that are going out, with Bernie from the Clinton campaign saying Bernie Sanders, you know, was saying, how can he say that Hillary Clinton is unqualified?
Yeah. Well, who's got the advantage right now? He is the native New Yorker, transferred to Vermont. She was the senator, but of course she's from Illinois. But who's got the advantage and what will a loss mean for each?
Well, you know, she's won statewide in New York twice. That's nothing to sneeze at. You know, you have to build an operation to do that. Bernie Sanders was born in Brooklyn, but he's lived most of his adult life in Vermont. And he's done very well politically in Vermont, but, you know, that's different than New York. And he's alluding to that in the clip that you'd played earlier. New York's a different ballgame. And she thought she was going up against Rudy Giuliani in that 2000 race. And when you go up against what are really going to be tough, tough knife fighters politically and a crush of media like no one's ever seen before, that's a little bit of something that I think Bernie Sanders was thrown into. As far as the polls go, Hillary Clinton has a lead in New York, and I think that most people expect her to win. She has to win. She knows that she has to win, because if she doesn't win, the narrative will change.
Yeah. To the Republicans, Jeff DeWitt, Arizona state treasurer and state campaign manager for Donald Trump, was on CNN yesterday defending the remarks made by Trump ally Roger Stone. Remember, he said this week they were going to publish the hotel rooms of delegates at the convention, tell people to go there if those delegates switch their vote from Trump. CNN's Carol Costello asked DeWitt why the Trump campaign hasn't denounced that.
No one threatened violence. That is not a threat of violence at all. To say, hey, by the way, we'll make sure we know how to get a hold of these people and everyone can go talk to these people.
Let me ask you this way, Jeff. Do you embrace Roger Stone and what he says?
No, to be honest, I haven't really kept up with what Roger Stone's been saying.
Well, Roger Stone did say he'd send people to those hotel rooms. I mean, this is, as you said, that knife fight you were talking about. Your thoughts?
Well, it's again, the Trump campaign has been a bit on the defensive. I mean, they have not really had the kind of operation for getting delegates out in the way that they need to. And Roger Stone, again, not with the campaign. He's an advisor and been an advisor with Trump. They severed ties officially last year. But, when you've got this kind of operation where people are trying to say, hey, here's where the hotel rooms are of people, that starts to look like something that's out of desperation.
Well, and we understand that the Trump campaign is huddling is the word that's being used, so we'll keep an eye there. But Ted Cruz jeered in a Bronx restaurant last night, people saying, get out of the Bronx. He's, of course, said, you know, spoken disparagingly of New York values. He now says he was meaning liberals in New York. But what are his prospects?
He's getting close to being the most liked New Yorker since John Rocker. I don't know if people remember him, but he was the Atlanta Braves pitcher who Mets fans really hated because he talked about, you know, going on the 7 train from Manhattan to Queens, and you have, you know, a blue-haired girl who might be pregnant next to some guy with AIDS and all the stuff that people from Queens actually like about New York. It's the stuff that John Rocker didn't like.
So
and
Ted
I think
Cruz.
That's one of those things. Ted Cruz, it's going to be difficult for him. He's already had some very distasteful New York tabloid headlines against him, telling him to get out of the city. He gets credit, I guess, for trying, and he's going to try to get delegates out of a lot of those places where there aren't a lot of Republicans because of the way the delegates are allocated there.
Yeah, and he apparently canceled a trip to Bronx High School because of threats of protests there today. Domenico Montanaro, politics editor at NPR. We're on to New York. Thank you.
Thank you.